Swiss picked up the beaker.
Oh, do it, please. I've never heard about your Uncle Birdillo. I'll fill this beaker with soup again if you recite it for us. Promise.
Skirnam rose stiffly.
You do know the way to a chap's heart, miss, or is it his stomach? Same thing. Oh, all right, here goes.
The hare soon had them all chuckling with his comic poem.
My Uncle Birdillo was a chap, that you'd like to know. He'd paws like iron and a back like oak. All in all, quite a handsome bloke. They say he scoffed his own weight twice in the space of a blooming day, and licked 10 times his weight in foes. At least that's what they say. Hey, B for U for R for D for I for L for O. That's how he spelt his name, you know, my Uncle Birdillo. His eyesight was so jolly good. Do you know what they say? He could spot a fly on an apple pie a score of miles away, even on a foggy day. So strong and tough a hare he was. Do you know what he did one day? He stood in a pail and picked it up and carried himself away. Hey, B for U for R for D for I for L for O. That's how he spelt his name, you know, my Uncle Birdillo. He'd swim wide seas with skill and ease, and often for a joke, he'd run so fast as he sped past, his footballs puffed out smoke. You know what they'd say? He raced one day until his tail was burning. He ran, of course, with such great force, he met himself returning. B for U for R for D for I for L for O. That's how he spelt his name, you know, my Uncle Birdillo.
During the laughter and applause that followed, Skirnam bowed and flourished both ears outrageously. He flopped down beside Triss.
Now then, how's about that beaker of soup, Miguel?
She smiled sweetly at him.
That. No need for me to go dashing off to the kitchens. Here come Formal, Erm and Furrow with 2 big jugs of soup for refills.
The hare's face was a picture of outrage.
You knew they were coming, hoodwinker, charlatan. I'll never trust a pretty face again, what? You see if I bally well don't.
Sagax pushed him playfully.
Oh, stop grumbling. It passed away a pleasant moment or two, didn't it?
Skirnam held out his beaker to be filled, muttering.
Might have for you, rotten lot, but it took quite a bit out of me, wasting my artistic and poetic talents on a pack of soup-guzzling buffoons, what? I say there, Furrow, you charming young mermaid, keep pouring. This blinking beaker's only half full. Keep going, me pretty one.
The mole maid wrinkled her snout.
You hunger flowers, sir. I can't resist it.
Kruver whispered to Sagax.
I'm glad zombies can't.
Skirnam shot him an icy glance.
I heard that, you know.